This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. Beginning today, we're going to bring you a monthly feature looking at the local as well as the national economy from the members of the staff of PNC Financial Services Group. With the report today, we have economist Abby Omadumbi. And thank you for joining us on Regionally Speaking today, sir.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, tell us first what you and your colleagues there with the PNC Financial Services Group feel that we expect from not only the national economy, but our local economy as well, in trying to get back to the pre-pandemic normal.
Right. So the economic recovery has been quicker than expected, but economic activity is still well below pre-pandemic levels. I expect above average real GDP growth in the fourth quarter, although the resurgence of the virus and the absence of additional stimulus are the biggest risks to the outlook.
When you take a look at the numbers, what do you and your colleagues feel are going to be some of the ways that you're hoping that we'll get a stronger recovery out of all this?
All right, so the services sector was the sector that was hit the worst during this recession. So it's also been the one that has made the strongest recovery out of all the sectors. So it will take till the end of 2021 for things to return back to the pre-pandemic level. And we also expect additional stimulus to be passed by Congress in the next few months, and that will be a much-needed boost to the economy.
I know we've gotten some great word from some of the companies that have been working very hard on trying to come up with a vaccine to deal with the coronavirus, COVID-19. And we've had word, of course, from Pfizer and now from some other pharmaceutical companies that are in the mix trying to come up with their own materials that will in turn help go out sometime soon, we trust, as the vaccine is distributed around the country. What are your thoughts as an economist with PNC Financial Services Group about the outlook that we see in some of this good news that we're getting here lately?
Right. So the encouraging news about vaccines did not result to big changes in our forecast. It's great news for consumers and businesses are less likely to lay off workers if they believe that the pandemic will end in 2021. Now, an efficient vaccine will make the economic recovery faster and stronger, and the news of the vaccine has moved the risks to our outlook from the downside to more balance. Again, in order for this recovery to be very strong, we need additional stimulus from Congress. Our forecast assumes that $1.5 trillion in additional stimulus will be passed by Congress in the next few months.
Mm-hmm. Now, since we have a reported transition coming up here and change in leadership on Capitol Hill, as mostly in the White House, what do you folks seem to feel are the implications of the recent election, and what kind of impact it's going to have, first off, on the national economy and then on the local economy as well?
All right, so the most important factor driving the economic path now is the progression of the pandemic. In terms of politics, changes are going to be incremental. So we don't expect there to be any drastic regulatory or policy changes due to the fact that there will be gridlock in Congress. And the news of the election did not make big changes to our economic forecast.
Now, so we have this new news about the coronavirus vaccines that are out there, how the latest reports on how they're doing and the test results coming back in and how feasible and how helpful they may be in helping us deal with the pandemic. What does it seem to have, if it has any impact at all, on the Federal Reserve? Are we going to see much change in what the Fed's going to be doing here and dealing with the economy in the weeks and months ahead?
We expect the Fed to stay expansionary in the next few months into 2021. We don't expect the Fed to raise interest rates till 2024. Now, if additional stimulus isn't passed, if there is another wave of the virus, so the Fed can apply targeted tools to various small businesses or various parts of the economy to boost the U.S. economy.
Now, let's take a look at the local scene, so to speak, on the economy here. And we're talking mainly about small and medium-sized businesses, of course, around Northwest Indiana. What have you and your colleagues from PNC Financial Services seem to find in talking with businesses as to, first off, how well they're doing trying to deal with the pandemic, some better than others, I'm sure, and what kind of outlook do they have looking into the months ahead?
Our economy is that the manufacturing sector has improved in the last few months. Now, that's very positive news because manufacturing sector makes huge parts of the Northwest Indiana economy and the South Side of Chicago economy. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the downsides is that the economies aren't as diverse as the national economy. So it's likely that the recovery will be slower than the national recovery.
Well, Abby, thank you very much for your thoughts and the insights that you have here on how Northwest Indiana and how the national economies are doing as we're moving ahead towards the end of the calendar year, at least. And now that we have the news of more vaccines that are showing that they're going to be successful with some luck, I guess, in helping deal with the pandemic. And we'll talk with you again next month. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Abby Omadunbi is an assistant vice president, and he's also an economist with the PNC Financial Services Group.